You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Santa Barbara officials decided this week to join other cities, like San Luis Obispo, in banning plastic straws and polystyrene. Most in attendance at Tuesday's city council meeting discussing the issue were in support of the ban, but questions were raised about enacting one-size-fits-all rules for everyone. KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports.
For hours Tuesday afternoon, city officials heard from residents and environmental advocates, many of whom brought children to speak in support of a ban on plastic straws. Here's resident Weston Burrell speaking to the city council.
I do not think it is fair for the sea animals to eat our trash.
Cities and companies across the country are currently having these conversations about straws in an effort to keep plastics out of the oceans and local waterways. Starbucks recently announced plans to phase out single-use plastic straws by 2020. Proposed alternatives include biodegradable options, such as paper straws. But it was brought up in Santa Barbara this week. A total ban on plastic straws disregards the reality of those who need to use them, like those with disabilities. Here's Matthew Lowe.
My sister is someone that uses a straw every single day of her life to take medicine. She doesn't have the muscles in her mouth to put her lips around a cup and to swallow properly. And so a straw is essential for her everyday living, whether it's in a restaurant or at home.
The council voted 6-1 to ban the use of plastic straws in Santa Barbara, but made exceptions for people with disabilities, the elderly, and for children. Single-use stirrers and plastic cutlery are also regulated in the ordinance. They're not totally banned, but they won't be automatically provided to customers anymore. Disposable polystyrene, aka styrofoam, to-go food containers are out too. The council agreed unanimously to prohibit them in a separate ordinance Tuesday. Santa Barbara Mayor Kathy Murillo says that other cities have been surprised her coastal community hasn't enacted these types of regulations sooner.
Arroyo Grande was shaming me yesterday that we hadn't banned styrofoam.
However, there was plenty of debate about how these bans might affect small businesses and how much time they might need to adjust. Ultimately, Santa Barbara officials decided to give businesses the option to file for an exception to the new rules for a year, but no extensions after that will be given. Councilmember Oscar Gutierrez said making difficult adjustments like these is necessary and not unprecedented.
It seems like throughout history, used elements that at the time were acceptable and then learned that they're horrible for our health, one being asbestos, another one being lead paint. I mean, there's a history of us realizing that the things that we're using are bad for us and bad for the environment.
The new plastic and polystyrene regulations are slated to go into effect on January 1st, 2019. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.